can't get to turn the page up. Okay, so for today, we're on page 255. Yes? We're not 254 anymore. All the way at the end of Siman Sayin Daled, the Ramah, all the way at the end of it, which is on the top of the page. So yesterday we talked about if someone has to sit during davening, do they have to go back and daven again standing when they have that opportunity? So the Mechaber said yes, Mishnah Berurah brought down Achronim and say no. So Ramah, very interesting Ramah. Ramah says, Umi Shabbat Baderach, someone was traveling on the road, V'usamach Lamalon, and he's near the inn. He's out of the inn. If he could turn off the road, but makom shliyavsi kuhu over a drachim, in a place off the road, off the way, where people will not bother him when he davens, right? We saw this idea yesterday about being in a situation where people, you want to daven, and non-Jews will bother you. They don't know, it's weird what you're doing, they don't understand what you're doing, whatever the case may be. So if you could get to a place where people won't bother you and you'll be able to concentrate, he's talak sham, so then you should do so. Even though you're davening on the road, and we learned a long time ago that it's not good to daven in an open area. Still, that would be better. The alias palba malon, and don't daven in the inn, shall of the kochavim, of the non-Jews, shalo yabalulu b'nei avayis. So the Rama says, you don't want to daven in the inn, because, you know, there's people who own the inn, you know, non-Jewish people, and they're going to bother you, you know. So this way, it's better to daven on the road, things come out right at the beginning of brachos, better to daven on the road, better to daven on the road, if you can, than daven in the inn. Avalim e absolutely stop me out there. But let's say you can't daven on the road or off the road. But makom shlo yafsiku, because people will bother you or you don't feel safe there or whatever the case may be, is pavam alone be'ezah keren zavis. So you should daven in the inn, in a corner, and that's what you should do. Now, this is a very interesting halacha, because it seems from the Ramah that the problem of davening in the inn is that people will bother you. Mishnah Berurah brings down the other problem, which I'm sure you thought of. And that is, besides that people will bother you in the inn, there's also probably Avodah Zarah there. Right? There's, you know, like in those days, people weren't embarrassed to have, a cross or whatever it may be hanging around, or maybe all over. I always tell the story that, I don't know always, but my mother-in-law, Zionism, when she gave birth to my brother-in-law, so she was in she gave birth in a hospital in Evanston, Illinois, and it was a Catholic hospital. You know, in those days, they used to keep the women for a while, not like today when they throw them out before the baby's born. So there was a little problem. I think she was there like when the bris rolled around, and the moel was a chassidah shirov, who was very close to my father's. So the Weitz and the Rosek, it's Ad Baracha. So I remember he came and there was a problem because in the room there was a cross. You know, it's a little difficult to do a bris with, you know, like a nice Jewish boy hanging there. But anyways, and if you recall, we're going to have it, well, not so soon, but you recall Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro when Paro said, you know, when are you going to dive in? So Moshe Rabbeinu made it a point to say, "Kitseisi asair," when I'll leave the city, because he didn't want to daven in the city, because it was Avodah Zarah there. That was the city. So imagine, you know, you're in the same room. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says that's a problem. That's the problem the Ramah is referring to. In other words, it could be the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah is learning that when we're talking about that the people of the house will bother you, will be masik you. He's like, you know, it's bother. It could be. I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody say this. It could be. What he means is, you know, like there's stuff all over the walls. You know, so how can you daven like that? You know, like, you know, it's a little disturbing. So the best thing to do is don't go into the malon, don't go into the inn, and daven outside somewhere. Let's say you can't. So then you daven in the inn. Aye, but there's avodah zarah there. So very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed. So what do you do if there's an avodah zarah hanging there? So the im bakalsel mizrachi yesh tulu im gilulim. If on the eastern wall, well, the daf could put on the eastern wall, but let's say the problem is, you'll see why. Specifically for us, if it's on the eastern wall, it's a problem, obviously. Ayis palos atzad, so you don't face east. So you daven, you know, try to find a corner. The Mishnah Berurah is learning it this way: daven in a corner, and don't face the avodah zarah. What happens if the avodah zarah happens to be on the eastern wall, and I have to face the east? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't face east. You won't be facing east. No, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. So it's very interesting halacha.
If it's the month of December and they have one of those large decorated trees.
Yeah, but that's not, I don't know if that's an avodah zarah itself, but again, you know, here we're talking about like a cross. Right. And again, if you want to look from a historical aspect, it's very interesting, you know, the Ramah brings this up and not the Machaber, right? Because the Machaber was in Muslim countries where, you know, you didn't have any graven images hanging around. Specifically, the Ashkenazim had this problem. Okay, let's go to Tzayeh. Very interesting Ramah there. Very interesting halacha. So again, that's an interesting Mishnah Berurah, that if, even though you're in the same movement as an Avodah Zarah, as long as you face the other way, the Mishnah Berurah says that would be okay. Not the best, right? Best thing is to be outside, but if you're stuck. Okay, now everybody knows Tzayeh. Everybody knows this halacha. Yechavin ragol zeh eitzol zeh. When you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you should position your feet one next to another. Ki'ilu einam ela echad. So there, it's as if your feet are together, aligned. So it's as if they're one foot. They're one, I should say. Lidamas l'malachim. So because you're supposed to be like an angel. We'll get into this beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Dilksiv bahen, because by angels it says, raglehem regal yeshar. Their feet. Or they're referring to them, is a straight foot. It's one thing. Kilomar raglem nirin regalachad. In other words, the Machaber learns it, that even though an angel might have feet, but it looks like one foot. So to us. Beautiful Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah base says, Shekivan shemedaberin mashkina, since you, me, all of us, are speaking to Hashem, sarech lisalek, beautiful Mishnah Berurah, sarech lisalek kol machshavas haguf, Machshavas haguf milibo, you have to remove all the physical stuff from your mind. We talked about this on Yom Kippur. Lidamos ki'iluhu malach, to imagine like you're a malach. Like you're a malach, talking to Hashem. Now the hard part is, you know, we got to talk about physical things, right? We got to ask for people's refuah and for parnasa and all the other things. So it's but it's an incredible thing. When you put your feet together, so you have to think about, right? Like a malach. One leg, it's like one leg. Me too.
Is it similar to goof and naki that we have when we're tefillin?
That's a little different. That's physically. Here, you mentally have to. The reason why we do this is to try to put ourselves in a mental state.
Are we also supposed to clean our thoughts when we're
right? Tefillin? Our thoughts, but also our bodies too. Very interesting Rama. The Rama says, "V'yeshal mekishem ispal yelak lefan of gimel psios dera kiruva agasha ledavar shetzar klasos." And the Rama says, and some say, that when you start Shmoneh Esrei, you have to take three steps forward. In a manner like you're approaching to do something. Right? Like a person's approaching to do something. Okay, so we're running a little late. Oh, I guess before we start, I want to mention a very important Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, again, in Aleph, in Beis, excuse me, also talks about that when you have your feet together, you should realize you're standing in front of Hashem. You shouldn't lean on something or be tilted, but rather, I assume this is not even when you're standing, but lo yishad ragla v'lo yachrichem zel zeh, that when you're davening, you shouldn't put your legs one on top of another. You shouldn't cross your legs. So the Feirush Mishnah Berurah base, because it's not nice. It's a derech gaiva. You're standing in front of Hashem, so you have to, you know, sit up. Okay. Very important Mishnah Berurah about, you see people that cross their legs. You know, it's not, you shouldn't do that. Now, tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, we'll get into a couple of things. So, the halacha is that we learn in here in Tzayeh, is that you're supposed to have your feet together. Let's say you can't. Well, whatever reason, you know, a person is not feeling well, whatever the case may be. They can't. Let's say they can't. So we'll see an Aruch HaShulchan tomorrow about that. And also we'll see a very interesting source for the three steps forward. And of course we'll talk about, people take three steps back before they take the three steps forward. We'll talk about that also in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about that too. All those things and more, or maybe not more. That might be enough. But we'll get to Emirat HaShem Blinayot tomorrow. Blinayot Emirat HaShem.